I want to say something. I punch, motherfucker.
What's going on, everybody? It's that ordinary podcaster with the extraordinary thoughts that tells you to stop being great and be extraordinary. I'm Demetrius Thigpen, also known as Meech Speaks, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Crazy. Now, before we get started with this episode, don't forget to head on over to your favorite streaming platform, whether that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, and leave this podcast an honest review, because this podcast deserves to grow just as much as we do. And what's going on, everybody? Happy Monday. Ooh, this is not a Monday. This is actually a Thursday. And just like what I did last week, I went on ahead and asked the community exactly what I should be talking about on this morning's episode. And once again, man, I really appreciate it. I'm not even about to lie to you. I really appreciate when y'all send over y'all topics. I may not be able to pick all of them, but the fact that y'all want to hear something or y'all want to interact with me, it means so much. But shout out to Kurt this time, man, because he asked his topic was the power of having the right people around you. And to be honest with you, that one kind of resonates with me, especially this week. And when I say this week, man, for those who don't know or haven't been checking out Instagram, I'm currently at recruiting school. And I'm going to just be completely honest with you, man. Like, I've been so away from the fleet in a sense that where I work at, I'm surrounded by the top of the Marine Corps. Like, these are the best individuals that the Marine Corps has to offer. You know what I mean? Like, all of them, long ball hitters. So to put us all in a room together, you can only imagine just the chemistry that we develop, the work ethic that we develop, the attitude that we have towards certain things. It just all meshes into each other and becomes just this fantastic workforce. I mean, I'm talking about, like, each person is the best in their battalion. You know what I mean? So naturally, it's almost like being in the fucking Justice League or being up in Mount Olympus. Now, I'm not going to lie. I feel like, to be honest with you, I got spoiled by that because I got promoted to staff sergeant there. So I've never been a staff sergeant in the fleet. You know what I mean? I've never been a staff sergeant in the fleet. And coming to recruiting school, it really exposed me to other staff NCOs that are in the fleet and it exposed me to other Marines in the fleet. And I'm going to just say right out the gate, I don't know who needs to hear this, but some of y'all be saying some of the dumbest shit ever. You know what I mean? Like, and it blows me away that type of behavior has just went unchecked. Like, nobody has said anything to you. You know what I mean? Some of y'all really hide behind your rank and regulations, and no one has pulled you off to the side and talked to you about that. Nobody has addressed you about those type of things. And I bring that up because earlier this week, I had went back and forth with another staff sergeant, and his attitude, man, like, his attitude is what really rubbed me the wrong way. And one thing about me, man, like, I'm not about to sit here and be disrespected, nor will I ever allow somebody to talk down to me. And I feel like the standard that you have for yourself is the standard that everybody else is going to have for you. So if you have a low standard for yourself, then naturally people are going to have a low standard for you. And unfortunately for me, I do not have a low standard. I hold myself to a very high regard, and I'd be damned if I let anybody talk to me like they're crazy. And that's exactly what the exchange was about. I was like, I don't know who you think you're talking to, but hella freeze over before I allow you to talk to me like that. And as I sat back on that, right, like, as I sat back on that conversation, I thought to myself, and I was just like, I know for a fact he talks to his junior Marines like that. You know what I mean? I know for a fact that he talks to his peers possibly like that. And I know for a fact that it just goes unchecked for so long that nobody has said anything to him. And I get it. You know what I mean? Especially being in the military, you encounter somebody that's of higher grade or higher billet or higher rank than you, and you don't want to say anything because you don't want to get in trouble. You don't know how to approach it. And also, they can use their rank to just bogart their way into being right. And it takes somebody that's at their exact same level to say something to you. I also understand that a lot of us come from different walks of life that are surrounded by these type of people. And with that being said, today's episode is all about the power of surrounding yourself around the right people. So just like what I said, surrounding yourself around the right people is very essential when it comes down to personal growth. See, these type of people can either uplift you or they can drag you down. They can keep you honest and focused, or they can be the reason why you self-destruct. These people can support you, or they can leave you hanging. And I tell you, man, like surrounding yourself around the right people is so critical. You know what I mean? Like you want to be able to surround yourself around the right people. And I'm not just talking about friends. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times when people hear like, oh, well, you know, you got to surround yourself, they think I'm talking about friends. I'm not necessarily even talking about friends. I'm talking about coworkers. I'm talking about associates. I'm talking about the people that you keep within your circle that you have to interact with on a regular basis and you choose to give energy to. That's who I'm talking about. One thing that I really pride myself on is the fact that I can sit by myself with nobody else around me. You know what I'm talking about? Like, have you ever just seen somebody and they just sitting off to the side, minding their own business? A lot of times people will see those people and think, let me rephrase that. A lot of times people will see those type of individuals and think like, oh man, they must be shy. No, they are not shy. They're very observant. And they're paying attention to everybody that's around them. And they're choosing not to be associated with them. And there's so much power in choosing not to be associated with people. Because I feel like, dog, like I really feel like we are so, what's that word? We're so afraid to be alone or be by ourselves that we're almost desperate to just be around somebody or just hang out with people. Not me. All right, I'm okay with just sitting by myself and knowing that the company that I have right now, even though it's just me, I know that that company is solid. I know that company has my best interests at heart. I know that this company is not going to do me wrong. And I would rather hang with myself than to surround myself around people that could possibly do those type of things. Now, as we dive into this episode, please understand that there are positives and negatives to surrounding yourself around the right people and the wrong people. So with that being said, let's just go ahead and dive into today's episode. Now, the first thing that I want to do is just go ahead and talk about the positives. Surrounding yourself around the right people, man. Like, I feel like the first thing out the gate is the fact that they will support you during challenging times. Has anybody ever just been around somebody, man, like during a challenging moment within their lives? You know what I mean? Like that friend that'll reach out to you and just say, hey, man, I'm just checking on you. Now, most of the time, I tend to take this for granted. You know what I mean? Because I'm a strong individual. You feel me? I'm a strong individual that don't need a friend for shit. But I say I'm a strong person and I'm constantly used to just taking care of myself. But it means so much when you're surrounded by people that will literally support you during challenging times. Whether that's pray for you, whether that's show up at your house just to hear you vent, whether that's answer your 3 a.m. phone call, whether that's to work with you on a job, a task, hell, to work with you on your physical fitness, just somebody that's there during those moments that act as a pillar to keep you stable as your foundation is being disrupted. You see what I'm saying? As your foundation is being shaken. It means so much to actually have these type of people within your corner. The next one, and I feel like this one's very critical, is that they offer different perspectives and insights. You know what I mean? When you surround yourself around the right people, these ain't yes men. You know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of times, like, we get so complacent, especially being in the military, that we're surrounded by yes men. You know what I mean? Like, they're just going to agree with you because you're higher ranked than them. They're going to agree with you because you have a higher position than them. They're going to agree with you because they don't like conflict. We're surrounded by yes men, but the right type of people will offer a different perspective. They're going to offer a different insight because they may understand exactly what you're saying, but they're looking at it from a different perspective. And they're going to share that perspective with you, one, because they want to help you, two, because more than likely, you probably on some bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, having somebody around you that can tell you, like, dog, like, you on some bullshit, or you overreacting, or you probably seeing it completely different, you know, seeing it wrong, that's important. You know what I mean? Like, and I cannot stress that enough, especially when you take a step back and you look at people who are on paths that are just self-destructive. You know what I mean? And you have to ask, like, damn, man, like, who's in your corner? You know what I mean? Who hears your thoughts? Let me rephrase that. Who hears your ideas and just says, like, eh, man, that's a good idea. You know? And a lot of people, man, like, they don't like that because of the simple fact that by me disagreeing with your perspective or offering you a different perspective, it seems like I'm against you. But the reality is that I'm not necessarily against you, bro. Like, I'm not. I'm just sharing a different idea or a different perspective for you so that way you can just take a look at it. I'm giving you options. Having somebody around you that actually cares about you enough to offer you a completely different perspective towards something that you're looking at is very critical. And the next one, the benefit to surrounding yourself around the right people is that they will inspire and motivate you to accomplish your goals. And I'll say that again, the benefit to having the right people around you is that they will inspire and motivate you to accomplish your goals. Now, they will do that in two ways. All right. The first one is the natural telling you that you can do it, checking up on you, holding you accountable. And I will say that one right there. A good company gonna hold you accountable. And I don't know who need to hear that. You see what I'm saying? When you surround yourself around the right people, they gonna, and you tell them your dreams and aspirations, they gonna check up on you. You see what I'm saying? They gonna check up on you and they gonna be like this. Hey, man, like whatever happened to that thing that you said that you was gonna do? You gonna do that? You know what I mean? Hey, man, don't give up, dog. Like, I know times get rough, man, but don't sit there and start giving up. You feel me? They gonna offer you inspiration. They gonna give you motivation. They gonna cheer for you. But they also gonna do it with their actions. All right? And I don't think a lot of people understand that. When you surround yourself around a good company, they will motivate you and inspire you through their actions. And what I mean by that is that the way that they're focused on their goals, the way that they're focused on their aspirations, that will be inspiring to you because look at the people that you're around. You see what I'm saying? They creating this climate that tells you like, hey, man, we accomplish things over here. We work on ourselves over here. We knock down barriers over here. We get the job done over here. And that in itself is so powerful because a lot of us are surrounded by people that are just stagnant in their lives. And you feel like you're the only one that is doing something. And see, the thing is when you surround yourself around people where you feel like you're the only one that's doing something, it's so easy to give up because you feel like you're the only one that's there and nobody's going to hold you accountable. Let me rephrase that. Nobody is going to actually care if you did accomplish it or gave up. The next one is that they will help you personally and professionally. Now, I kind of hit a little bit on the personal aspect of it, but let's talk about the professional piece. See, me, and I will use me as an example. If you surround yourself around me, right? Like if I'm a part of the company that you keep, you know that I'm a martial arts instructor trainer. You know that, right? And you know that I'm going to run some type of belt advancement, right? So you should also know that I'm going to look at your belt and I'm going to tell you, hey, man, like, look, I know you a green belt. You know that I'm running a brown belt. You should get on. You should also know that I'm going to call you, you know, 30 minutes before my class start to make sure that you're there. You also should know that I'm going to hold you accountable, right? And I bring that up, man, because a lot of people don't realize, man, like when you surround yourself around people that also are accomplishing goals and aspirations, they're going to take a step back and look at you and say, hey, man, like this is what I'm doing with my career. I think that it will benefit you as well. You know, I'm also training. You should also do these things as well. They're going to put you on game. They're going to take a look at your emails. They're going to take a look at your applications. They're going to take a look at your resumes. They're going to put you on, you know. When we talk about a personal aspect of it, it could go into the spiritual aspect. They might even invite you to church. Hey, man, like, look, I know you're going through a rough time, man. Why don't you come to church with me? They're going to invite you to the gym. Hey, man, I'm going to work on my body. I think that you should work on yours, too. I'm not saying nothing bad about it, but you did mention that you wanted to lose a couple of pounds. It'd be good if I had a gym buddy. When you surround yourself around the right type of people, man, like the sky is the limit, dude, like because they want to see you succeed. And lastly, and I feel like the one thing and I kind of hit on it earlier is that surrounding yourself around the right people creates a climate for growth. And what I mean by a climate for growth is that when you're around people that are also go-getters, when you're around people that also knock down the obstacles that's in their path, and you surround yourself around people that chase after their goals and are doing something professionally well, it creates this environment where it's like, dang, like, I also want to do well too. And it's not like a competitive environment where it's like I'm jealous of this person. No, it's like, my man, he's doing good. So, I mean, shit, I feel like I should do good too. Why not? And when you, I remember being around that type of environment and taking it for granted. And now here I am surrounded by other people, and I cannot help but think to myself, like, damn, man, like, I really did have it good. You know what I mean? Like, I really did have it good to have somebody hit me up and say, man, like, hey, I'm hitting the gym. You know what I mean? You coming with me, and you already in that position, be like, this shit, why not? If not me, then who? You know? Hey, man, I'm thinking about writing this book. Dude, man, I think you should. You know, I think you got a lot more that you need to talk about. When you surround yourself around them type of people, man, like, it just you can't help but not want to do more with your life. Now, I talked about the positives. Now I got to talk about the negatives. And the first one right out the gate, man, the negatives to surrounding yourself around the wrong type of people is that they will limit your potential. And I'll say that again. One of the first negatives of surrounding yourself around the wrong type of people is that they will limit your potential. How? By discouraging you. How? By belittling you. How? By always talking about how you don't accomplish everything, or saying that this goal too big for you, or telling you that you ain't gonna never be able to do this, or telling you, you know, just doing these things to just poke holes in your plan. You know what I mean? And the problem when you hang around these type of people is more than likely they're projecting what their life is onto you. And when they do that type of thing, you can't help but not feel like, why am I even doing this? You know what I mean? You can't help but feel like, well, maybe they're right. I trust these people in my circle. And when I say that they will limit your potential, they will limit your potential. Another one is they will drain you. You know what I mean? And when I say they will drain you, have you ever had somebody call you and they always in some bullshit? You know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all about some tea. You know what I mean? Like, I love me a little gossip here and there. But when I'm constantly on the phone with you and it's some bullshit, it also becomes very draining. When I'm constantly helping you figure out your life, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying that I wouldn't help you. No, what I am saying is that when I'm constantly doing it, it just makes me want to just take a step back and be like, hey, man, like, maybe we need some space. Hey, man, maybe you need to go to therapy. I'm not qualified for this. A good example is this, is that I know a person right now that every time they call me, it's always something negative about their job, about their personal life, you know, and it just, that energy tends to just rub off on me, and I find myself in a negative mood. You know what I mean? And what I have learned to do is just put distance between us. And I hate to have to do it like that, but until they can work out what's going on with them, I can't do it because it's starting to just drain and take away from me. Another one is they will create a toxic environment that is very unsupportive. And a lot of us know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, have you ever really been in a toxic work environment, or just been in a toxic environment in general where everyone is constantly downplaying you? Everybody is constantly nitpicking you. Everybody's constantly making you feel like you're this small. And I hope you can see exactly what I'm talking about, or at least imagine how small, how close my fingers are to each other right now. But being around some people that make you feel this small, you know what I mean? It sucks in a way that it makes you not even want to try. It makes you not even want to show up. It makes you feel like, dog, like, what the fuck am I even doing? Waking up in the morning, I'm already getting some type of anxiety for the simple fact that I know I gotta be around these type of individuals. That is one of the worst things that you can have when you surround yourself around the wrong type of people. Another one is that they will introduce bad habits to you. We've all heard it before. Birds of a feather flock together. So you telling me, man, like, you hang around four bums, you don't think that you ain't gonna be the fifth one? You hang around four drug addicts, you don't think that you gonna be the fifth one? You hang around four people that ain't doing shit with their lives, you don't think that you ain't gonna be the fifth one? Come on now. We all know that. We all know that the company that you keep will introduce you to negative habits. Maybe it's it's more drinking. Maybe it's staying out late. Maybe it's not even accomplishing anything within your professional life. Maybe it's the idea of just being stagnant in life. And that's a very true thing right there. You know, you surround yourself around the wrong type of people, man, they will have you stuck in the exact same place. Talked you out of your dreams, talked you out of your aspirations, talked you out of your goals, and now here you are in the exact same space. So as we come to a close to this episode, I cannot stress this enough, but surrounding yourself around the right type of people is very critical, whether that's personal or professional. Whether that's about personal growth, professional development, self-improvement, when you really look at where you want to go in life, you got to also take a step back and ask yourself, like, who's in the vehicle with me? Who is around me right now? Who's pushing me or who's holding me back? And with that being said, man, y'all already know every Thursday we going to be doing this. So if you got an idea, if you got an extraordinary thought, go ahead and send it over to This Ordinary Mind.
And just like that, another extraordinary thought left This Ordinary Mind. I hope you enjoyed this episode half as much as I enjoyed making it. Don't forget to head on over to your favorite streaming platform, whether that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, and leave this podcast an honest review, because this podcast deserves to grow just as much as we do. Also, don't forget to head on over to TikTok or Instagram and follow me at Meech Speaks. That's right, Meech Speaks. Meech is spelled M-E-E-C-H. Stay motivated. Stay healthy. I'm out.